The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda are out for the week. Yesterday, we mentioned that. Your host for this week is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Wedding.
Woo-woo! Blake in the house.
Rise and shine, Northern California. Well, gosh, yesterday was a great day. I don't know how many of you know, but it's the 175th birthday of the state of California.
Happy birthday to you.
Those beautiful voices in the background, that is Nancy Hill.
Hello.
Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom Theater. And Rachel Newman from Shasta County Arts Council. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
I needed to say Nancy Hill without coffee.
Oh, yes. Nancy, thanks for showing up, too.
It's early.
No coffee.
Need my coffee.
Got you at 7 a.m.
Some of us came prepared with their own coffee.
Oh, Rachel, you are my girl. Man. She's my jam. She is always prepared. And she looks gorgeous today. She did her hair and her makeup for the radio.
Yeah.
So impressed. Thank God it's radio, though, because I did not.
For the radio?
You know, I've heard tell there is a camera somewhere.
Oh, dang.
There is.
Oh no, you didn't know. You should not have told me that.
I think they got rid of it.
Oh, good. Thank you, Carl.
It's gone.
Thank you.
Well, so darn. Well, hey, Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom, this is going to be your morning. For those wondering, yesterday we had Shasta Historical Society, Turtle Bay, and Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dang, that's
a great lineup.
We're like two-thirds of the partnership for the Redding Cultural District.
The Redding Cultural District.
Dang.
This is our listeners, Redding Cultural District. KCNR Radio is located in it.
Absolutely. Downtown in the center.
Redding is
epicenter.
One of 14
cultural districts.
Cultural districts.
Yeah, they're trying to find 10 more, but we'll see about that.
Well, we are the original.
We're the best.
And
straight up.
And that encompasses downtown Redding, the Sacramento River Trail, and the Turtle Bay Civic Center District and Rodeo Grounds. So that's our Redding Cultural District. So, yes, with Turtle Bay and Historical Society.
And Viva Downtown.
And Viva Downtown.
And the Arts Council.
And, shoot, I guess Shasta Regional Medical Center. I mean.
Not quite. Yeah, we're missing McCon Foundation and City of Redding. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. We're actually having Jack Munns today on the radio show.
You just need the McCon Foundation. And you have a full stack.
Call them up. So, Redding Cultural District, if you want to learn more, you can look that up. But I think what's great to learn more about the Cultural District, what's happening in the art scene, and Axiom Theater, one of our great community theaters here in the area.
Thanks for that.
Nancy and Rachel here to kind of fill us in for what's going on. Our next break is going to be at 7:15. Ben is our trusty sound engineer today. Ben, how are you?
Hey, Ben.
Doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, good. When's our next break? Well, 7:15?
You're already looking for the break?
Right around 7:15.
Get this man a cup of coffee.
Well, I hate when I see the spastic flashing light saying, break, break, and I want to talk all day.
We're not in a football game. We're break.
Time out. Well, all right. So, Nancy,
thank you
for being here.
Hey, sure.
Let's, for the listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself. You have quite an extensive history in Northern California.
They don't want to hear about me. It's too early for that. I'll tell you what they do want to know about is what we got going on. So, the Arts Council. Sorry, I segued right out of that
you
one.
Segued. Well, first, I think it's important. You are a former teacher at Anderson High School.
Yes, I am.
A music
35
teacher.
35 years.
Mm-hmm, and theater teacher.
Yes.
And one of the founders with Ken Hill for Axiom Theater.
Yes, sir.
And in your retirement, you said you were bored, so you said, let's take over the Shasta County Arts Council.
Qualify it with, I retired the year of COVID, so in June of 20, and sat at home for a year and a half with nothing literally to do other than to clean my house 8 times and grow a garden. So I was a little bored.
Let's get this going. So
let's get this party started.
Since you segued, what is Shasta County Arts Council and what can people expect to experience there?
Shasta County Arts Council is one of 58 state and local partners. Each county has an arts council. Our state partner is the California Arts Council, and they do things with us. They don't boss us around, but they do help us with the funding, which is nice, a partnership fund every year that we apply for. And then we put that to good use with things that we do here in the county. And it's an agency that supports the arts in our community. Mm-hmm. We're a service organization for the arts.
Rachel is one of the staff members.
She is.
And it's a big staff. Rachel, tell us a little about yourself and what your role is at Shasta County Arts Council.
Oh, what my role is. That's a big one. I'm actually a former student of Nancy's.
Yay.
From Anderson High. I like how you said she took over the Arts Council because it's kind of true. I actually got hired on to do like graphic design, media marketing. But what I found out in this kind of work is you just kind of wear whatever hat you need at the time. So I do everything from I've curated a gallery, I've painted the walls, I've organized events. So I do a lot.
She does. And she's fun to hang out with.
This is, I'm glad you said paint the walls and take care of the facility. Both of you. To mention to our KCNR listeners, the Shasta County Arts Council is located in Old City Hall, one of our brick historic buildings.
I see it
in
out
downtown
the window
Reading.
Right now.
And it's
there
right across the street.
Place.
Yeah, right across the street from KCNR Radio, located in Sherman Square. And in the last few years, there have been significant improvements, not only for historic preservation, but making the facility operate and run like a proper art museum and entertainment center. So what are some of those improvements that you guys have been working on?
Well, in January, we took on a big project to paint the gallery. We have a beautiful little gallery in the downtown corner, or downstairs corner of the building, and it's beautiful now. Not many people know this, but it actually has it's the second oldest building in Reading, Old City Hall. My brother was actually a police officer, and he took roll call right where I sit every day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he came in one day and said, get out of my seat. So that's just, you know, the history of that space. And so the ceiling in every room actually is painted over, unfortunately, but it's copper. So it's original to the building. So we decided to paint the copper back into the ceiling in the gallery. So it's really cool. And, it's got two beautiful classroom studios. We have one that sits off the side of the kitchen downstairs. And then upstairs, we have a really cool art studio that we created. The light's amazing. Like right now, the light's coming in and it'll be beautiful in the morning there. And then we have a ballroom that we teach dance classes or choir. We have a couple of choirs actually. And we're doing theater up there and all kinds of opportunities upstairs. So it's just a really cool space. Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's a bright, shiny morning.
It is bright, shiny. So it's just really fun. We love it.
I love the most, I would say, important design decision that both y'all made was removing the walls that covered all of the windows that were on the first floor.
Oh, yeah. That was a big job.
What was the reasoning behind that? What was the process to make that happen?
Well, the reasoning behind it was that it just blocked everything. The light in the downstairs gallery is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And so we took that out first and then just made the space much more open. And then we painted it, freshened it up, and then we opened, a really cool store called The Artisan's Corner, and all of the artists in the community are invited to, submit their wares, you know, things they want to sell, usually, smaller items, But Rachel manages that store, and she makes it just look so cool. It's a cute little boutique that she's created there. And we sell things out of the store to support our artists.
I look forward to always going to the Arts Council. There's something happening every single day.
It's hopping. It's a hopping space.
We'll take our break, but when we come back, we'll talk about some of the programming that's happening.
Yeah, Rachel's got all kinds of cool flyers she wants to talk about.
And then, I brought flyers.
And then I'd love to talk a little bit about Axiom, because they've been home-based over in over in the Arts Council.
We've been squatting.
I love it. Okay, we're taking our first break of the hour. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers five-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
It is. What is love?
Was doing some Starship Moves.
Yes. Starship. Yes. Starship and the Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell.
That's what I know.
Night at the Roxbury.
Cowbell. More cowbell.
Ben, I know that these are the songs that are loaded up, but feel free to look up any songs.
I have other ones. Those are just the ones we play at certain times.
Certain times. Yeah. We always got to have one.
Wake up. You know, it kind of wakes you up.
Wake up
music.
Gets
you going.
Wake it up. Hey, well, good morning, Casey and our listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda, and I'm joined with the Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom Theater, Nancy Hill.
Yes.
And Rachel Newman.
Yep.
So, we talked about a little bit of the improvements of Shasta County Arts Council. Why don't we jump into what are some programming that people can expect, and how can people get involved? So I'll pass it over to Rachel.
Ooh, me.
Tag, I'm it.
So we do so much different things there, so many things. Currently, I guess I can go chronologically in order. This Friday, we have our first concert for our World Beats concert series. It's the Romana Vieira Ensemble, and she is a very popular fado singer. So that's actually going to be at the IOOF Hall.
What?
Yeah, coming out of the bay.
Holy smokes. And World Beats, this is a grant that you guys secured, right?
Yes. Everything is sponsored by Advanced Reading. We got their community foundation grant, and we have a whole bunch of concerts. So just check out our calendar on our website and see what's coming up.
So the concept of World Beats is that we're bringing in some flavor. So it's like, you know, when you go out to eat and you go, today I want Asian, and tomorrow I want Costa Rican, and you know, it's just all these different types of music. So this fado group is going to be amazing. We actually have a taiko drumming concert coming in spring with this, and it's just amazing. We have some locals. Cleveland's Jazz Orchestra is going to be featured too. Cleveland Bonet's group.
Whoa.
And in February. And we've got Afro-Latino music. We've got some Zydeco. We're bringing in a Zydeco band. So, and another.
Rachel, Nancy, I don't even know what that is.
Zydeco. So Zydeco is the music that comes out of Louisiana.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's real, just incredible flavors of music that we don't always get to see in our community. Cascade Theater brings in all kinds of cool stuff like that, and we're just kind of getting on board and bringing in some spicy stuff.
Oh, wonderful. So, Rachel, that was World Beats.
Yeah, you can get your tickets. You can get a ticket for individual concerts, or you can get the whole series package if you go to the ShastaArtsCouncil.org website, and then there's a link at the top that says World Beats, and you can follow that to see all of the bands and also to buy your tickets.
Yay.
Yeah, there's a whole stack of
paper. I have paper. I have to shuffle through there. We also have artists that do classes out of our building. So we have a pottery. Natalie, our pottery teacher, she does kids and adult classes. She actually has some really fun workshops coming up, and you can see those on the website too. We have a Marilyn. She does our Veteran Boots line dancing, and she always tells me this is not a class. This is a community party. But you don't have to know how to line dance to do it. All levels are welcome. It's only $7, and it's so much fun. We always have so many people show up, and it's called Veteran Boots, and you don't have to register. Just show up, pay $7, and have a good time. Our next one is September 17th or 14th. Sorry, yeah. September 14th.
So that's this weekend.
Yes.
So we have Fada going on Friday and Boots on Sunday.
Yeah, dancing, live music.
Lots going on.
Arts.
Kathy Babcock, she does her ballroom dancing also there.
Yeah, and then partnering with the college.
Oh, yeah, we have Bobby has some
Bobby
classes.
New Milhouse has salsa and swing, I think.
Probably Milhouse is busy. He's a great,
he's a busy guy.
He's a cool choreographer, but he's been choreographing this Dancing with the Stars program that's coming up.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
He's helped choreograph different shows at the Cascade. So where do these artists... This is what I got to know. Are you both seeking out all of these artists and programs, or are people seeking out the Arts Council to do their programming?
I think both, actually. Yeah. Marilyn reached out to us, And the college, I've been working with Alex Thiemann over there for a while to develop college community outreach classes. And so Bobby was our first experiment. And then Rachel's going to be teaching a class, too.
Oh, I'm co-teaching a class.
Co-teaching.
Wow,
sorry.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's the class?
It is The Art of Scrapbooking and Memory Keeping. So when my kids were little, I did a lot of scrapbooking. I have a lot of supplies. And one of Nancy's other former students, Cassie McEachin, she's a teacher. She also... Same thing. So we decided to get together and do like a community scrapbooking class.
Oh, it's so fun. They were doing it not too long ago. I just want to sit down and craft these girls. So fun. And that's then Rachel is heading up a really cool thing in October.
I wouldn't say heading up. It's more of a partnership. But so last year, Gabriel Lead at the Historical Society and I got together and we really wanted to get the community a little more involved in our first Fridays. So we came up with this really cool thing called the Fall Festival. And we did it last year, and it ended up being so much fun. We had trick-or-treating. There was dancing and poetry on the Whistle Stop Park stage. So this year we decided we wanted to go bigger. We have more partners. First Five Shasta actually gave us a grant for kids activities. So we're going to have like free face painting. We're going to have lots of free crafts.
Balloon animals.
We're hoping to get a balloon animal artist. Still on the hunt for that one though. We also have crafts and our craft vendors and food vendors this year. Gabriel is going to do his haunted history tours, and I hear tale of a trolley from Robbo that might make an appearance during that.
Oh, my God, a trolley.
So that's really fun. iJoya is going to be doing dancing and music on the Whistle Stop Park stage, and Nash is actually coming out, Nash Ranch, and they're going to give us all free pumpkins for the kiddos.
Oh, my God. Lots going on.
You're creating a real fall festival.
It's a real fall festival. I'm a real boy.
I know it. She is. And you, like, found out, Rach, we used to have one, didn't we, historically?
Yeah, Gabriel Lee, actually. And it was funny because it was headed by the downtown businesses, which is kind of a little bit how this got started, was so everyone can come see
like
what cool businesses we
does.
Have.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
But they used to do a fall festival back in the 40s.
Wow.
And so we kind of revived a historical event, and we didn't even know it.
Wow. That was before my time even. I mean, I am old as dirt.
That was before. Was this predating the mall, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was before the mall.
Definitely.
Yeah, 20 years before.
So I have to ask you both, you get to work with so many different artists and cultural partners. What is that like, and why is that important for the collaboration of arts and culture in this area?
So I've been doing a deep dive on creative economy, which, by the way, the Arts Council was hired to dive into and dial out to our Region 1, which is 19 counties in far northern California. We've been hired to do 4 town halls, Eureka, Redding, we're going to have one here, Lakeport down in Lake County, and then Grass Valley, Nevada City. So we're going to dial out the strategic plan. We were actually hired to do that.
Our Shasta County Arts Council.
Our Shasta County Arts Council.
That's a big deal, Nancy.
Yeah, it kind of is. We're kind of a big deal. And so we're going to dial out the governor's strategic plan for the creative economy. And he's going to be rolling that out this week. So we're very excited about that.
What a nice birthday present to us after the California 175th birthday.
I know. I think that was the plan, actually. But it's basically... encompasses arts and culture, and arts and culture economically bring lots of dollars to communities through tourism and economic support. And in the state of California, it's about 7.5 GDP, which means 7.5% of the money that we make in the state of California is generated by
creative
arts and culture.
Arts and culture.
So when you have a very vibrant downtown and you have a vibrant community of the arts and culture, it just makes us thrive. So it drives like doctors to want to come and work in your community and people that have, you know, aspirations of opening new businesses and creating a little niche, you know, like all the cool things that are in our downtown.
So it sounds like creative economy goes beyond just doing, you know, finding something to do or looking at something pretty. It's improving the overall quality of life.
Absolutely. And that's what we're after as an arts council, by helping support arts and culture.
Well, I can't wait to talk about that after our next break. We're with Rachel and Nancy from the Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom Theater. We'll be back with Carl and Linda Bott Show.
For the ultimate slapjack. Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Events Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watching on while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna
rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
There's a lot more singing on this show than I anticipated.
I know it, right? You gotta bring your party hat on for singing.
You know? Yeah, well, you should. Carl and Linda, they sing, I think.
Oh, Linda sings like
I know Linda
bird.
Sings. I don't know if she sings on the show during the morning.
Oh, we jam. When I'm here with her, we jam out.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We just finished our first half an hour of our two-hour show.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. These shows always fly. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. For those tuning in, I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott until Friday this week. They're on one of their adventures. And I'm joined with Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom Theater. And part of my duties is to read the advertisements.
Oh, yeah, you got to do your ads.
I love this. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. And if you mention this ad, this is pretty cool. Month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mention KCNR, you actually receive an additional 10% off. And this is for renting houseboats from now until October.
Oh.
And as we know, the weather is good. The weather is good all the way through November. So
I think it's been a good summer for weather.
So that's Holiday Harbor.
Right on.
I can't remember last time I've been on a houseboat.
I don't think I ever have.
Which means
I need to go.
We
got to
take this offer up.
We got to go.
Wonder if there's an extra discount for reading the announcement.
For Blake Fisher.
Did I get an extra?
For being the man, the myth, the legend.
Hey. Hey, so welcome back to the show. We just talked about our first half an hour. We talked about improvements to the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
This next part, we talked about some programming that's happening. And then we started leading into the creative economy.
Yeah.
And I'd love to jump more into that. What does this town hall mean for Shasta County Arts Council to work with other Northern California rural organizations for improving the arts?
What's really already been fun is that I've worked closely with some of the leadership through the California Arts Council, getting to know them and working with them hand in hand to help dial this out. And then I've also had the opportunity of working with some of our other counties, arts councils and their executive directors. And my pipe dream hope is that we can get all 19 counties in the Northern region, region one, together and sort of unite, you know, the big fish, you know, little fish coming together to look like a big fish. Because I think Northern California is one of the least, known. We're sort of secret still. So we deal with Modoc County, which is clear in Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
California, the very top of the state. And then we deal with the western top of the state, which is Humboldt County and Del Norte. So I get to meet with those people and learn about their opportunities. And then Lake County and Mendocino, which is down on the southern end of our region, and then Placer County, which is on the eastern, southeastern end. Trying to think of my directions right now. And I am having a blast just getting to know what they do and how they do it. And we bring that into our space too. And, you know, strength, it just makes us stronger to be together.
This is great. Because
yeah.
Because we have a beautiful creative economy. Mm-hmm. Established all across the North State. I mean,
we do.
You go beyond Shasta County and travel around as well. You see all these great,
yeah.
There's historic preservation projects around.
Mm-hmm.
There's these, oh my gosh, you go to some of these county fairs around. They have a huge art scene of their local students and kids participating.
Yep. Rachel just worked at the Intermountain Fair.
I did.
And the Hay Fork Fair, right?
Yeah, we did Hay Fork right before Intermountain.
Yeah. She does cool bartending and she gets to go to these cool places. Yeah.
We do. It's fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel's multifaceted.
That's my night job. That's Campbell's my day job.
My night job is serving beer at all the fairs.
Yeah, we don't pay her enough, that's for sure.
I went to the Intermountain Fair, and the arts and culture scene that they had actually at that fair was incredible. And they're highlighting students from elementary school, mm-hmm. all the way up to people that are showing off creative skills through quilting.
Yeah, that's Fiona. She teaches art up there. And just does amazing work.
I had no idea. And so mm-hmm. for you to be traveling around to these, you know, to these historic districts, I mean, Northern California is a big deal. I mean,
it is a big deal.
We had I went to William B. Ide Adobe's house over here in Red Bluff.
I know.
He was the president of the California Republic for 25 days. And he resided up here in Red Bluff.
I know, right?
We're big deal. I'm tired of us acting like we're not big fish.
I know. We have a lot of cool things.
We do.
You know.
We've got you and Rachel.
Well, we love doing what we do, right?
So you guys are outside. I really want to hit this. So creative economy, let's talk Reading. The theater scene. We have a vast theater scene that's been pretty much prominent since the 1970s, 1980s, and just forever growing.
I watched it start as a kid.
And participated.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing right now is how the community can rally around and how theater and arts and culture support each other when crisis happens.
Yeah.
And so, Nancy, tell us about Axiom Theater. What's been going on?
Oh, it's we're coming up on almost a year. October 30th of 24, we had a fire. We got a call at 6 a.m. in the morning. Come down to the theater, there's a fire. So we did, and it was pretty devastating to us, not gonna lie. Anytime you have fire, I mean, we've dealt with that with the car fire, et cetera, you know, things happening in our community. And, just an incredible outpouring of support this year, to mitigate getting back into the theater. People, that's the number one question we're always asked.
When are we getting back?
And, we get closer every day. I don't have an actual start date, but air conditioning's going back in. They're going to finish that up here pretty quick. They're working on the electrical right now, and then they're going to go back in and rebuild the green room area, which was close to where the fire was. Mm-hmm. They've already put in the studs for the dressing rooms, et cetera, and they've done all the cleanup in there. So now they have to go re-drywall, put new insulation in the ceiling, and just, you know, deal with what fires and water damage do when you have that kind of situation go on. A lot of people probably remember that with the car fire, how tough it was.
There's something to be said about, Historical Society had a flood.
Yeah.
And so,
about the same time we had the fire.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Flood and fire.
It's like, whatever.
For us, it got us beyond the walls from the Historical Society.
Exactly.
And put us out in the community and to rework and to have some grit and to know that we're still going to survive even without.
That's right. Resilience. We're a very resilient community.
So tell me, what's this been like with Axiom? Because the shows haven't stopped.
No, we've kept going. Crazy enough. The next night after the fire, we were doing our last show, Halloween night, for Rocky Horror. And the Cascade opened their door. Maggie Redmond, such an amazing being. I love her. Mm-hmm. She's a sister. She said, I called her and she didn't even say hello. She said yes, because she knew we wanted to come in and finish our run of Rocky because people were expecting it. It's a Halloween tradition for our community for the last 8 years. So we went into the Cascade and did the show. And that's exactly what we're going to do again. I'm signing the contract. We're going to do Rocky Horror in the Cascade. Everybody's been wondering. We're doing that starting the 28th and running through the 31st, Halloween again. So, it'll be a great, week of Rocky Horror. And we've been nomads. You asked that question. What have we been doing? We've been nomads. We started out as nomads and then we.
Yes, you did.
Leased, the Bocelli space in 19 and then COVID hit. So, you know, we've faced adversity before, but, so we've been at the Cascade. We've been at the David Marr. We've been at, the IOF. We've been at Old City Hall. We've been just, at the Pilgrim Church, you know. Just doing theater wherever theater could be. We beget theater.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's the actors. You need the actors.
It's the show.
It can be done anywhere.
It's theater.
And,
do theater out on the street.
And you have such an amazing team of volunteers.
They're incredible.
You have a dedicated group of actors who show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have a show opening up.
We do.
This week.
It's called Once.
Tell me about Once.
Once is actually based on a true story. A lot of people don't know this. It started out as a movie. And then they said, hey, we need to bring this to the stage, which they did. And it's the only show in the history of theater and the movies to receive an EGOT. And if people are like, what the heck is an EGOT? Is it like a disease? No, an
Emmy,
EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Tony, Oscar.
Tony.
Yeah. Emmy, did I say it right? Yeah, Emmy.
You said EGOT.
Oh, of course, I'm dyslexic. I'm dyslexic. So, yeah. So, say it again, Blake, because you're better than me.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Exactly, an EGOT. There so, it it's one... Each one of those awards, which is just phenomenal. It's a story about a guy, and that's his name in the show, Guy, and a girl, and that's her name in the show, Girl. And it's set in an Irish pub. And the guy is Irish, and the girl is from the Czech Republic. And they're there by happenstance one day. She sees him singing. And she says, that's a beautiful song. Do you write music? And he did. And, so she helps to sort of get him off the couch and promote his music and do a CD. And then he goes to New York and makes it big. Yeah.
And you guys are doing that here and you have, some talented actors in this.
Yes.
Who are the actors that we can expect?
Well, Daniel Hill is Guy. Melody Padilla is Girl. She's just, both of them, phenomenal. I mean, there's a question. She's playing piano and singing, and Daniel's playing guitar and singing.
It's all live music on stage.
All live music, which is amazing. They actually walk around with their instruments, and they dance with them and
Sweet.
Sing and act, and it's set in bar, and the bar is actually going to be our bar for the show, so people
can get drinks.
Like during the pre-show and the intermission, and it's just Che and Tanya Stedman are in the show from Moonstone fame. Mark Amaker's in the show. It's just
from the woodwork. Some cool dedicated actors.
Oh my gosh, it's just phenomenal. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It just touches at the heartstrings. Great show.
I can't wait.
Yeah, hey. Opens Friday at the Arts Council.
At the Shasta County Arts Council. That's where Axiom is for the show. So we're going to take our first break.
Our third break. Where's your coffee?
Third break. We'll be back.
And then Rachel needs to talk more.
Yes.
Nancy needs to shut up.
Whoa, Nancy. We'll take a break. Bye.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I love the songs that play in the morning. It's always hard to jump on in back to the interview because they're always so fun.
I know.
I've been joined with Nancy and Rachel from the Shasta County Arts Council. I think this has been just a nice morning.
It's been a great morning.
I always get to see y'all hard at work, so this is nice that we got to take some time and interview each other.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
Like, did you all know that Blake Fisher was a starship guy? That's how I first met Blake, actually.
Really?
Because his teacher, Deborah Devine, is my best friend. And I saw him perform all throughout his high school career.
I love Deborah Devine and Dan Neese.
Those two.
As you know, Nancy, educators are some of the most important individuals.
Well, thanks. I think they are.
They impact so many students, and especially the music directors and the theater directors in this area. So, thank you for being part of that breed of educator.
Oh, we have fun.
And Rachel.
Blake.
I think it's cool that you're a former student and now you're so involved in the art scene around here.
I am. I am a former student, and even funnier, you know, my son, who is now an adult, I'm aging myself, Gabe Newman, he's very heavily involved in downtown and Viva and the Arts Council. He was also a former student of Nancy's.
I consider him my grandchild.
Aww.
A generation.
Yeah, John Truitt, too. Not my grand. John Truitt. I think he could think of Gabe as his grandchild.
I'm telling you.
No, don't you dare. He is younger than me, but only by months.
Rachel, you are so involved with running things smoothly. What I want to ask you is, what is some of the help that people can do to help things run more smoothly?
Oh my gosh.
For the Arts Council, and how can people get involved?
We always need volunteers. That's the biggest one. We have a volunteer coordinator both at Axiom and the Shasta County Arts Council. Lovely, lovely woman. We love her. Her name is Amy. She keeps us all sane and organized. She actually sends out very easy sign-up geniuses. So even if you've never volunteered before, you're not somebody that's going to walk in and say, hey, can you help me? She sends out these emails, and you can go to our websites and sign up to get on them. And she just puts out a list. And if you see something you might want to be interested in, you just put your name down and show up. But we always need gallery docents. We have events where we need people to run, like, the box office, or
ushering.
Yeah, we always have something that we need done. And actually, for the fall festival, we have a bunch of help. We need help with setup. We need help with people running the activity tables. Just go to our website, get on the email list, and we'll get you hooked up with some volunteer work.
Volunteerism is so important because the arts are always underfunded, sadly. Even though we place almost 10% of our state GDP is made in the creative economy and arts and culture, we're still very underfunded. So volunteers become the backbone of any kind of arts organization. I know Riverfront has a huge and thriving volunteer group. I know that Maggie at the Cascade is developing that opportunity for a lot of community members. So we see a lot of retired people come in, which is great. I'm a former retired person back in, and they just create such a great energy and synergy to keep arts programs going. So come on aboard and hang out. We're a lot of fun.
They do. If you're, you know, tell your grandkids, tell your kids, tell your family, get involved. We have such a growing and solid arts community here.
Yes, we do. So we have 6 theaters in our theater coalition, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a media film coalition that Tyler Ferries runs for the Arts Council.
You're right.
We just started a dance coalition, Christy Amaker and Damilola Afanti. I always say it wrong. Are running our dance coalition, and they have an event coming in October for people to just come and hang out and dance and eat food.
Oh, sweet.
At the Arts Council. Yeah, it's on a Saturday night. I want to say it's the 22nd, but I need to look that up for sure. We have a spoken word coalition that is run by Sharon Brusilera. And we're excited about that. They have a thing next month, right?
Yeah. Well, we have every month we have the third Wednesday. We have open mic over at the IOOF conference hall room. That's right across the street from the little bookstore, the shop around the corner. But we do that every month. It's every third Wednesday. And you just come and you can read your own poem. You can read a poem from somebody else that you just really enjoy. But it's really awesome. We're looking into doing some slam poetry. We're trying to find a partner for that. We have
Blake should do that.
Singer-songwriter workshop actually coming up soon, too. I do not have the date for that, but I will have
the... It's on the website.
It's on the website, and it'll all share it on our Facebook page,
too. Yeah, and right now we're formulating a visual arts group that is going to help us... with guest curation of our gallery. So we lost our curator, unfortunately. Agata found a really good job at the county that pays way better than we do, which is, again, arts and culture. So now it's Rachel and I. Rachel is our overseer of life in the gallery. And we're hoping to put a visual arts committee together to help us create new and exciting opportunities in the gallery.
Guys, you do so much work.
We do, but it isn't work. It's fun. It's work, but it's
funny because we always what's the title we put on our business cards, and we can never. It's always too long.
It shifts like the Kilauea volcano. It just kind of spews for a while, and then it makes new land, and that's what we do. We make new land.
I'm really excited for once this week. I'm really excited for World Beat.
Yeah.
Anybody that says there's nothing going on?
Need to get out from under their rock and see the world.
So where can
Starting
people...
Starting in Chester County.
Exactly. And where can people look up these things to look up these events? What's
so
the best website?
Our website is ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org.
It's Shasta Arts
Council.
One more time. Boo. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Yeah, perfect.
Or axreptheater.com if you're interested in getting tickets. Mm-hmm. Tickets are up right now for once, and we should have Rocky up by the weekend, everybody. So, woo-woo.
Sweet.
Get your tickets.
I always like saying, for those also looking, visit Reading. Has a great calendar.
They do.
Yes, they do. Danny Orloff is killing it. Mm-hmm. City of Reading puts out stuff all the time. I also want to mention Riverfront. They had a show called Boca open up last weekend. I hear it's really funny. I'm going to go see it.
Got to go see it. When are you going?
I don't know. You want to go?
I think I'm going Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know if I can go Saturday.
Done.
But I'm going to try. I am very excited about what Riverfront's doing. RPAC, Reading, Performing Arts Center. Oh my gosh, Brandon is just killing it. He's doing kid shows. He's doing adult shows. They're doing classes over there, all kinds of classes. Very active in that group. And the new stages, they're doing Into the Woods.
Yes,
in November. Yeah.
Always something happening. Well, hey, we're getting the cue to play off. Nancy, yes. Rachel, thanks for joining me this morning on KCNR Radio.
Thanks for having us, Blake.
We're going to be here at the 8 o'clock news, and when we come back, we'll have Chamber of Commerce Hour with Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce and Jack Munn, City of Reading.
Oh,
so, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, that'll be fun.
Yay.
Bye.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he'll be taking his crime crackdown to another U.S. city, that city to be announced today. The president making his displeasure clear when it comes to Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down.
Hamas says it lost none of its senior leaders in the attack. NATO member Poland says multiple Russian drones invaded its airspace overnight. Polish officials say those drones were shot down with the help of the NATO allies. The Russian Defense Ministry denies sending any drones over Poland. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claim Israel is conducting heavy airstrikes on the capital, Sana'a. It's not clear what the targets are or if there are any casualties. Additional charges lodged against the suspect in the shocking stabbing death of a young woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Justice Department has now charged DeCarlos Brown Jr. with a fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee. The United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, now has announced that Brown now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7. Which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Ferguson says that people should feel safe on public transit and hinted that more federal action may be in the works. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wholesale prices fell 0.1% last month, according to the Labor Department's Producer Price Index. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 250 points, while the Nasdaq 113 points higher, and the S&P is up 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
A UN study finds that for the first time, the number of children worldwide who are obese outnumbers those who are underweight. UNICEF says roughly 10% of youngsters are obese.
Traditional diets are being displaced by ultra-processed foods, often high in sugar, starch, salt, unhealthy fats, and additives. While undernutrition remains a significant problem in the under-fives in many low- and middle-income countries, among school-aged children and adolescents, one in five is overweight and one in ten is obese. UNICEF warns that the health impacts and economic costs are potentially enormous. It urges governments to take action, including on the labelling and marketing of food, as well as protecting any policymaking from interference by the ultra-processed food industry.
The BBC's Dominic Hughes. Israel's military warning Gaza City residents to evacuate ahead of plans to take control of Hamas's last remaining stronghold. News and analysis, townhall.com. House Democrats retain his seat in a special election yesterday.
In the blue congressional district of Fairfax, bordering the nation's capital, where many lawn signs proclaim support federal workers, Democrat James Walkinshaw defeated Republican Stuart Whitson by a nearly 50 percentage point margin. Walkinshaw now will serve out the term of the late Congressman Jerry Connolly, who passed away recently in May from cancer and held the seat since 2009, and for whom Walkinshaw had served as a former chief of staff. George Williams, Washington.
Apple has introduced its next generation of iPhones, including a new ultra-thin model and a slight price increase for one of its high-end models. The iPhone 17 lineup includes a new slimmed-down model, and that phone will adopt the Air name. That's a name that Apple already applies to its sleekest iPads as well as its Mac computers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We're at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This first hour, we had the incredible crew from the Shasta County Arts Council and Axiom Repertory Theater, Nancy Hill and Rachel Newman. And for this hour, it's our regular monthly chamber hour. I think it's exciting. We have our special guest, Todd Jones, and we have Mayor Jack Munns, which is exciting, and we also have the incredible Pat Karch, who actually works here at KCNR.
Good morning.
Good
late.
Morning, but I wanted to bring him on in because Paisano Days is coming up, too.
That's
so,
right.
Jack, Todd, Pat, good morning.
Good morning. Well,
thank you.
Great to see you guys. Hey, you don't mind if we have Pat talk about Paisano Days for a little bit, right?
No, please do it. Cool. I want to hear about the cannolis.
Yeah, they're going to be there, Todd.
Okay.
We've got like several hundred just for you and two Perfect. For the rest of the crowd.
Perfect.
Yeah, Paisano Days happens every year. It's an annual event in the great South City Park down there. We work closely with the city of Redding to prepare the park, which is just beautiful. It's all grass and shaded area. It's two fun-filled days of celebrating Italian heritage. And, of course, there is also a bocce match, which will go on with 32 teams this year. Can you believe that?
That's 32? Amazing.
Yeah. And they do a playoffs in brackets. But, you know, for the family, there's plenty of family events. There's face painting and kids games. And we have homemade Italian food, folks. 76 gallons of sauce to do the spaghetti dinner Friday night. 76.
Made by Nona's. Local
you know,
Nona's.
It's a secret recipe, truly. You know how people say, oh, yeah, we got a secret recipe at my restaurant. Maybe Todd will go to a grand opening of a restaurant. Yeah, I got my grandma's secret. This is truly, even I, the top WOP for Paisano Days, do not know the recipe for the sauce.
My goodness.
What's the succession plan for this? I'm worried now, Pat.
Well, you know, you basically have to die or retire to get out of this job.
But someone will know the recipe in coming years.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Okay. You know? I'm worried.
It's probably written in someone's will.
Perfect.
You know, I give to you my niece the secret recipe. So anyhow, there are other things happening too. On Saturday morning, we're going to have a car show and shine. We expect around 150 to 200 cars for that. But the night before, Friday night, is a full spaghetti dinner. The price is reasonable. It's $16 for adults and $6 for kids that are under 12.
They load up these plates.
Oh, yeah.
They load it up. Pat, Paisano Days, for me, has been so important. I remember it back in the Anderson River Park days.
Yep.
Tell me, what is the Sons of Italy? How do people get involved?
And Sons of Italy.
Why is this event so important?
They're a great group. They're a service organization like many in our community. The goal is to serve the community, and they do celebrate Italian heritage, but anybody can become a member. It's actually the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge, okay? And so anybody can join, and the money that we raise in events like Paisano Days and the Crab Feed and other events goes back into the community. For instance, just recently we gave away $8,000, that's $8,000, to 4 students for scholarships.
Wow.
And we support Wings of Angels, Enterprise Starship, Foothill Club Cougar, the Canine Cops, you know, the police dogs. we've been involved in that for a long time. So it's also a social place, you know, where people come. The hall down on Cedars Road can be rented for events. You can have it catered by Italians with real Italian food. We have a full bar, if that kind of thing attracts you. So Paisano Days, that's what's happening on Friday, September 12th.
This week?
Saturday, September 13th.
At South City Park. Jack, have you been to Paisano Days before?
I have not.
Really?
This is it, Friday. I'll buy you dinner.
Yeah.
I have just attended the rodeo for the first time this year.
Congrats.
And
what
I had
do you think?
And I had a fantastic time. I'd love to go, and I'm sure I would have a great time.
You would. We look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. Paisano Days is really cool, and it's in South City Park. This is one of our most, I would say, important parks here because there's a lot of investment. A lot of people want to see programming happening. So mm-hmm. Love Paisano Days. The food is incredible. And when we say it's Nona's, it's a whole line of the local Nona's.
I'm a huge fan of Boston.
Todd, are you going?
I am going to be there Friday. I won't be able to be there Saturday, but I am going to go Friday night for the dinner, and I'm really excited. We have the mayor here. How does South City Park look right now? Do we need to
looks good.
Call anybody?
And
okay.
No, it's great. The city guys are...
They're awesome.
They're on it.
They're awesome.
They make sure and turn the sprinklers off. They have the grass mowed. The trees are beautiful. They work with us to make this event. This is a big event. It takes a lot of volunteers, you know, hundreds of volunteers to pull it off. But without the city's help, it could not be done.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Cool. All right, Todd, Jack, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been really nice. I'm hosting for the rest of this week until Friday for Carl and Linda. I always love hosting the show. It's great to get to interview their regular guests and also bringing in some of my people here in the Reading Cultural District in downtown to talk about what's going on. What did you guys talk about last month, Todd?
Well, let's see. Last month, that's a great question. Last month was a long time ago.
Can you remember that far
I'm
back?
I'm not sure if I completely remember, but there's always some kind of event going on. And I think what we wanted to touch on today is maybe a little bit of a preview
State of the City.
State of the City tickets, unfortunately or fortunately, we stopped selling them yesterday. We have a sold-out first floor, so there was a potential to add the second floor to Civic, but we really wanted to sell the first floor, which we did. So we sold out the first floor of the Civic, which is about 600 people. So tickets are not available, but we will be recording the event. Not live, but it will be shown within a few days after the event's over. That is Tuesday, September 23rd. Doors will open at 11. We'll start the program at about 11:30, and I'm excited to hear what our mayor has to share with us this year.
It's going to be super exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Yes.
Jack, I'm really glad, because I know it's usually Todd that comes on in here, but I said State of the City sold out, and I'd really like to bring Jack in and talk about, you know, what's this year's theme and what's going on and what's on your mind as mayor.
Yeah, I got the notice last night. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Oh, it's my pleasure. The theme is really, it's transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Every role, one goal. And that's what we want to do. We're not going to talk about all the there's a lot of stuff being played out in the media these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our agenda for the State of the City, at least my agenda. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to celebrate some community people in the areas of homelessness, philanthropy, leadership,
mm-hmm.
faith, and media. So I've selected five people that I want to celebrate.
Beautiful.
And then we're going to, excuse me, celebrate some accomplishments that we've had this year. You know, that some of them are obvious with the Amazon and others. And then we'll end with some people that don't get recognized that should get recognized for what they do. Because if they don't work and they don't do their job,
mm-hmm.
you know, the city doesn't really flow.
Things
like
fall apart.
Should. Yeah. So that, and I'll be highlighting one young man who's had a, his name is Jacob Royce, who's had a major transformation in his life. And I'm excited to talk about him and talk about helping transform the city.
That's wonderful. Jack, we are going to be nearing our first break of the 8 o'clock hour, but during this, it's a big deal. And your year of mayor is we're at October. It goes till December. How's this year been as mayor?
It's fun. But it's also a lot of work. You know, everybody wants to call the mayor, and I'm not sure why, but, you know, can you come do our ribbon cutting? Can you come do this? And then you got Todd bugging you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come
do this all the time.
All the time.
Radio show.
So, yeah, no, it's great. It's really connecting with the community and trying to hear what they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. But it's also a lot of, I don't want to say work because it's not work, it's fun. Mm-hmm. But you're going around talking to people all the time. And I just can't make all the events. I'm getting a little bit tired, mm-hmm. but it's fun. I'm enjoying myself.
I was just saying, sorry to interrupt you, Jack. I think it's important that people realize, because I think a lot of people forget that, you know, you don't really get paid. I think you get paid a whopping $600 a month to be on city council, and there's no additional funds, I believe, if you're mayor. So, right. you know, it really is a volunteer service. And that year of mayor, like you said, it's a lot of work, and I don't think people recognize the amount of work that goes into that. And you've been all over the place at a lot of events that we've hosted at the chamber, and you've always been available. And most of the time, you pick up my phone calls. Sometimes you're grumpy, but it's okay. I appreciate it.
You know, there's always a lot of events to go to. You know, they're fun events. They're good events. Mm-hmm. I just can't make them all.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you made it this morning. So, hey, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll come on back, and we'll jump into State of the City and also things that are impacting the city right now. Okay.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for a party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit StillwaterPowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks?
It's Wednesday, people. That's our lead-in every single time we do KCNR.
Linda loves that. She's not here right now, but she always laughs. When
does she?
On every time. Oh, every gosh, Wednesday.
I don't have
I love it.
Jack loves it.
Hump day.
Mike. She used to do that in the police force. You know, Jack was the, part of the behind the scenes for Reno 911, the show, right?
Yeah. Oh,
you were an advisor, retired Reno Police Department sergeant.
Yeah.
And, did you ever watch the show, Reno 911?
No.
One segment.
Oh, it's so funny.
It was funny.
You were the new boot goofing officer.
I was just going to ask you, I don't remember the character's names except for a few, but if there was anyone that you like.
I don't even know.
Any characters you liked or maybe identified with. Okay.
No. Hey, welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We're here with Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce and Jack Munns, current city mayor for the city of Reading. Thank you guys for being here this morning. So this first part, we talked about state of the city, kind of what to expect. But now I want to jump on into Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're not a transplant. You grew up here in Reading. You're an Enterprise graduate. And what's it like to move back home and take on this role as mayor?
Well, as you stated, I was born in – it was Memorial Hospital back then. It's now Shasta General. Went to Pine Street School.
Mm-hmm.
Parsons, Dova, Enterprise, Shasta College. And then left to kind of – I wanted to see the world, you know. I went to Santa Cruz – Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and then I ended up in Reno for about 30 years. And when I came back, I retired in 2015. It didn't appear that Reading was quite the same city that I left. Homelessness and crime in two areas that I had some vast experience in, 21 years on the police department over there, which I loved. And then about 5 years of that, I ran a program for child abuse and neglect prevention among the we call them homeless, but they're really in the rundown motels along 4th Street and everywhere in the city. So that was fun. We won national awards. And then I came back and then tried to apply some of those principles as I ran for city council because I thought I could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you working with any groups in Reading that are part of like the, I guess, Raising Shasta is really the Child Abuse Prevention Council, correct? That was merged, Pathways to Hope, and then it became Who's Cattle's Mentoring or my... You're looking at me like I'm wrong. Am I on the
right?
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Do you work with any of those groups in town?
I mean, I have very little time.
That's true.
My days are full. From 8 o'clock, I usually have one or two meetings every morning, and then some afternoons I have more meetings, and I try to do some other business that I like during the day. And so my days are full. I think ACES, I can't remember what it stands for, but that would be probably a good place for me to work with.
Sure.
So I enjoy coming home. I'm enjoying being back home.
Good.
It's been 15 years. I love our city. I think we have great leadership in our city.
I think so too.
So we're progressing. We're making, you know, there are some hard choices out there, obviously, with the budget challenges we have. But we're making those choices, and we're not stopping. We're not letting that detour us. You know, every time you run into a roadblock or some sort of challenge, you're gaining wisdom through that. And hopefully we're gaining in wisdom and moving forward to make the city a better place. What we want, as everybody wants, is Reading to be a great place to live, mm-hmm. a great place to work, and a great place to visit. I mean, that's Todd, what that's you're all about.
That's right.
Exactly. Jack, when you came home, you saw a lot of transformation. Since transformation's the deal, there's been significant transformation here in downtown Reading. What are your thoughts of it?
I love it.
Good.
I don't know if I'm good friends with Al or not, but I'm friends with him. I admire all the stuff that he and the McConnell Foundation are doing. I think it'll be a great draw for people downtown to be able to you know, there's some boundaries, and we have the police department who will be monitoring that sort of thing. So you can take your drink here and go over there and not have to worry, and it's a great place for some events that we hope, like I've told people before, I thought we should have like a chili cook-off or a rib cook-off or some of those sorts of events. And this would be a fantastic place for that. And I think it's going to make place better.
I think so, too. Todd, what's been going on with Chamber, and why is the relationship with City Council so important right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
always... I'm there.
That's right, because Jack is the mayor. We'll see who the mayor is next year. I mean, traditionally, it could be Mike Letaw, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But it's, you know, I think it's important for the Chamber of Commerce. We've been around for 118 years this year. And I think the thing that sets us apart from all these other organizations in town is really the advocacy component. And it's, advocacy looks a lot different. To me, advocacy with Jack, our mayor, really looks like having a conversation and expressing, hey, there's this challenge that I'm seeing. Here's what I'm hearing from the business community. Here's an opportunity that I see, and having those conversations so that we're on the same page. Cause again, the mayor and our city council, they have a lot of other things going on. They have, some of them have day jobs that keep them very busy. So they don't know every single thing that's going on. So us as the chamber being able to let them know what we're seeing and hearing in the community and helping them inform their decisions, I think that's really what makes the chamber so valuable, and that's what makes this relationship so important. And it goes the same with the supervisors. I talk to many of our county supervisors every week, and just trying to make sure that they know what we're seeing and hearing, because they don't all understand the challenges our business community face, and if there's ways that we can help make it easier to do business, that's what we're here for.
How many members are with the chamber right now?
We have just under 800 members. And it's, we just hired a new membership director, Katie Mong, who started a couple weeks ago.
She needs to be on the next, chamber hour that you guys
Next month. I think we should bring her on. So that's been a lot of fun to be staffed, you know, fully staffed again. We've had a lot of transition at the chamber over the last, couple of years since I've gotten there. And hopefully we're going to be on a good trajectory right now.
Todd, is this 1 year or 2 years now for you?
I'm still in like 19 months or so, something like that. So just over a year and a half, but cool. It's been a lot of fun. The State of the City, which we talked about earlier, that's one of my favorite events. I know a lot of information comes out earlier than it used to with social media. We have a great communications team at the City of Reading. But it's still a great place to come together. And my goal with State of the City is to make people, not make people, when they leave, to make them feel really good about where they live mm-hmm. and where they do business, and really optimistic about the future. Because I think, you know, like it or not, we have to figure out what our future is going to be, and we have to do it ourselves. No one's going to come bail us out. Mm-hmm. So as a community, I think time and time again, we've come together to, you know, face tough solutions. And I think we can do this again.
So at the State of the City, which is always a great partnership. This changes every year, depending on who the mayor is.
Correct.
Why was transformation chosen?
Well, that's typically up to the mayor. It's typically up to the mayor. He's the keynote. He or she, whoever the mayor is the keynote. And the way that the theme is chosen and kind of the way that we put the program together, it's very much a joint effort, even though it's been put on by the chamber for 38 years.
Mm. Well, I think we are in a transformational time. Mm-hmm. I think we are a great place to live. Since I've come back, I really enjoy living here. My kids were 5 and 3 when I moved back. The schools, I enjoyed hanging with them, but now they're 18 and 20 and I hardly see them anymore, you know, cause they're off doing their own thing. It's time that I got involved and I felt like I could add something. But transformation is, we should be always transforming. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, the marriage. If you don't communicate and you don't work together, pretty one's changing, the other one's not, and things are going downhill. So we're trying to listen, trying to make this place a better place to live, a better place to work all the time.
Good.
Not just one time a year. We want to be transforming ourselves. We want to be learning and growing and moving forward on, you know, like Todd was talking about, a great trajectory. And I want to give Todd some compliments. I don't really like to do that to Todd. I like to tease him more than anything, but he's a great guy. He's doing a great job, and we really appreciate all of his efforts, especially for I do have to keep reminding him that's the State of the City event, not the State of the Chamber event.
Good.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We're a good team. It's going to work out. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, again, great information to share and great people to celebrate in our city this year.
Can't wait to see it. Is it going to be live streamed? So people
it will not be live streamed. We are going to record it. Okay. We've done live stream in the past, and we've always had technical difficulties. Yes. So we're going to record it. We have a group recording it, and it should be online within a few days. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
So we talk about transformation and making the city a better place, and it seems the biggest topic has been this 1% tax.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce did a statement or a post yesterday talking about
Correct.
It. And we're nearing our first break, but I just want to bring that up because it'd be interesting to talk about if this doesn't happen, how does this transform the city? Because this can go either way. And also, what is the pulse of the business community right now?
Sure.
What are what are the business owners saying, and what do they want, and what are ways that they can get more information? So we're getting towards that first break. We might as well just take it right now. I think we're ready. Let's go. Let's take our first break. Second break.
Second break.
Second break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
You're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that
winners
is gold.
Only shooting stars.
Nah, early 2000s, late 90s?
2000s, Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
Nice.
Now wait till you get older, the media... Diffa. Hey.
Oh, good job. There you go. Yeah. Keep going.
Get it back.
Keep going, Robbie Hart. You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, thanks for seeing that show earlier this year. Okay, so we left everybody with a cliffhanger. We said transformation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the 1% tax.
Yeah, let's do it.
And see, I think I'm the perfect person to interview because I feel like I'm also unaware. Mm. What does this mean and why are we voting for
it? Yeah,
So listeners, if you have any questions, call on in, too. We might take them. We might field some answers. That phone number is 530-605-4567. But, Todd, 1% tax.
Yeah.
Chamber did a statement yesterday.
Correct.
What was that about? And is the chamber taking a stance to support it or just informing?
You know, the chamber board of directors did make a decision to endorse a sales tax. And I think that's the right call. And we had a lot of healthy debate for several months about the sales tax. And really, at the end of the day, our mission is to improve the business climate for our members and the community. That's the mission of the Chamber of Commerce. And we really felt like this is an opportunity for us to improve the business climate, to make sure that our public safety is resourced, make sure that our roads and our airports are taken care of. Infrastructure is so important to the business community. And then support our parks for quality of life, because we see that talent attraction is continually being so competitive. And if we want to compete with the rest of the state of California and the West Coast, we have to be competitive. When I was at the EDC, I saw this time and time again where we would lose out to other cities. A lot of times it was things that were outside of our control, like the state of California, but there are things that are in our control, and this is something that we thought would be the best for the business community and best for our community. Now, I will say there is a divide out there, and it is pretty split. And there's a lot of people that don't, I think, understand what's in the sales tax. I think that's a big challenge to it. So I'm going to read really quickly what the different percentages are, because I think it's important. So 30%, so it's a 1% sales tax. It could increase our revenue by up to $30 million. We are one of the only cities in California that do not have an additional local sales tax. And these other cities have these local sales taxes because they think, you know, there's opportunities, and the state of California puts so much pressure on our communities, and inflation is so high, it affects our cities just as much as everybody else. So 30% goes to roads, 12% goes to Redding Police Department, 13% goes to Redding Fire, which can help support building new fire stations like Fire Station 9, which can help reduce response time, keep our insurance rates as low as we can be in California. Mm-hmm. 9% for parks, 9% for the Northern Riverfront. And I think this one's really important because I see a lot of the chatter, and Facebook chatter to me is really silly because it's a very loud echo chamber of a very small amount of people. So I don't take it as truth that that's the sentiment of the entire community. But 12% goes to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and this is to help build and fund an alternative custody program, which Sheriff Johnson came out with. There was an article in the Record Church like yesterday with the alternative custody program. There's other sources of funding, including what the county already has set aside for a jail. This can reduce the jail capacity by up to one third, the sheriff said. And this funding could in the future be used to fund a jail, not downtown. The city of Redding just signed a lease agreement last week. You probably signed it yourself, Jack, for that property on East Side Road for a long-term lease. And I think that's a really important component because the city and the county are working together. There's a funding component to support the county for custody to help with that jail capacity. And I think I think that's a big part of it, because I think many of us can agree a jail is a big part to helping solve some of our public safety issues.
So, you say all these good things.
Yep.
This sales tax can go into that. Why does that not resonate with people?
Well, the thing that we're
with
hearing,
voters,
the
really.
Thing that we're hearing the most is there's really two things. Trust is number one. That is a very hard thing to bring back. Once you lose trust with people, it's a hard thing. But you know, when I said in my blog article on Monday that was posted on social media yesterday, you know, when we think about trust, we are a pretty small town. We have about 90,000 people. This is a City of Redding only tax. And when I look around City Hall, which I'm at City Hall at least once a week, meeting with the council members or city staff, you know, I see these people out in the communities. I see them at sporting events. I see them picking up our trash and public safety and our firefighters. And when I think about not trusting them, I'm like, am I not trusting the guy that's coaching my kids' football team, or the guy that's helping make sure that my lights are on at REU? Like, what is it that people aren't trusting? And I've seen these decisions be made over the years that, you know, make people feel uncomfortable about our city. But at the end of the day, it's our city. We're the ones that are electing our city council members. Our city council members are the ones that are putting these people into office. And, you know, I've been to so many council meetings that there's nobody there. Nobody goes to these. Our voter turnout's relatively low typically. But when something like this happens, a lot of people are coming out of the woodworks that are often apathetic, or people that don't live in the city of Reading generally. But trust is a big one. And then salaries is a big one too, I hear a lot. And I think an interesting thing is if you were to cut all of our directors, completely fire them, you would save about $1.2 to $1.6 million per year in our general fund, which really is a drop in the bucket. You can't fix the deferred maintenance at the Reading Sports Park and the soccer park and our roads without some new source of additional funding. And so at this point, what I am seeing is that it's a very difficult thing to cut your way out of. And if it doesn't pass, the city council will cut our way out of it. We have to have a balanced budget. It's not like the federal government. So there'll be some hard decisions made. And if whatever happens, you know, we want to support our community and work with our council members in our city to make sure that we can have the best future possible for the city of Reading.
So these initiatives, these usually fail whenever there's a tax increase.
They have in the last two we've seen.
It seems that there's always this common theme that they're failing. And there's always like, we vote for this, good things happen. We don't vote for this, bad things happen. This if this doesn't go through, what is the alternative? Is this doom and gloom for the city of Reading? What does this actually mean?
I do think there's actually a lot of opportunity. I think that there will be some tough decisions made that I'm not excited about, and I'll let council figure that out, and we'll work with them. If that were the case, I'm pretty optimistic that this has an opportunity because it's a specific tax that only needs 50% plus one to pass, and there are these specific categories which cannot be moved. And they must be used the way they say they're going to be used. We've seen the city of Reading specifically has voted in favor of these, the city of Reading only. And the countywide ones, they have failed. So I think there is an opportunity here. But at the chamber, we're going to work with the city because I think there's ways that we can do, economic development incentive policies whether or not this passes or not. And there's ways that we can help grow the economy. I know that's the thing that some of our I hear a lot in the community is ways to grow the economy. We're seeing things like Amazon be built, and I think we can continue to improve conditions. We have REU, which is a huge blessing for our community to be competitive in California, which is the fifth largest economy in the world. Mm-hmm. People still want to live here, so we do have opportunity. I am not going to be a doom and gloom person, and I'm optimistic, honestly, with whatever the outcome is. But I do think that there's a big opportunity for us in November.
So when you say 1%,
yes,
a 1% tax increase, what is the actual cost that a consumer is paying?
Well, that's a great question. I have not got that. It's about $50. $15.
Numbers right.
$15. I've not heard that number yet. And again, this does not affect groceries. This doesn't affect your rent, your mortgage, your utilities, some of these big things. It's really a consumption tax. From a tax economic perspective, I am a big fan of consumption taxes. I don't like personal income tax. I don't like capital gains. I don't like taxing people when they earn money. But I am a big fan of consumption taxes, which is that's a big statewide national conversation that could potentially change. But you get taxed when you buy these durable goods. It's not going to be groceries. It's not going to be your rent. Not going to be your utilities. It is going to be some of these other things. And again, when you talk about shopping outside of the area, other communities, we are one of the few that doesn't have it. Anderson has a higher sales tax. Red Bluff, Chico, Roseville, which is where most of our retail shopping from Reading goes, is Roseville mm-hmm. to the Galleria. They have a higher tax down there. So people don't make decisions based on sales tax. Mm-hmm. They make a decision based on amenities and what's available. And I think we can have more amenities if we have this.
Todd, we have somebody on the phone who's been patiently waiting. This is Chris on the phone. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm fine this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for listening this morning.
No problem. I have a comment regarding the 1% tax.
I'd love to hear it.
The whole premise on the tax is either a pure deception or a flat-out lie. When you raise sales tax from 7.25% to 8.25%, it's not a 1% increase. It's a 13.8% increase in sales tax. Somebody either does not know how to do math or they're lying to us. Don't pee on my boots and tell me it's raining. It's a 13.8% increase in sales tax.
Chris, what's kind of the rhetoric with the general group of people that don't want to support the sales tax initiative? And are they from the city? Are you from the city of Reading?
Yes, sir.
So what's kind of the general consensus about not supporting a 1% tax? Because I just want to know myself, because it seems like there's a split issue.
Anyone and everyone I see, I present them with these facts regarding the sales tax, and every time I bring it up, they tell me they will not vote for it because it's a lie. It's not 1%. On a nominal basis, it's 1%. On an actual basis, it's a 13.8% increase in sales tax. When you go from 7.25% to 8.25%, that's 13.8%.
Do you mind, where are these numbers coming from? Because I guess I'm not an economist.
Simple math.
Yes.
It's just basic mathematics.
So, Todd, do you want to respond to that, or is this accurate numbers?
I understand that. I understand that concept. I think my big question
is not a concept. It's the truth.
What is your recommendations for how we can get this? And are you going to city council meetings and writing in letters and comments on opportunities?
Not habitually, but occasionally I go to the meeting.
You know, and I think at the Chamber of Commerce, my big thing is I want to make sure that we're having a dialogue about this. You know, I want to make sure that both sides are being heard, even though we do have a position on this. You know, there is no formal opposition. I don't believe that there's anybody that wrote any comments on the ballot itself. The ballots go out in about 4 weeks, so it's not that far away. But I do hope, and social media is not the best place for these debates to happen. But I do hope that people continue to have conversations about it, because I think, again, it's a lot of it's about education. The other thing I hear a lot of times is it's going to cost the city a lot of money. This Governor Newsom put a ballot measure on the statewide ballot, so the state's going to be paying a majority of this in November. It's not going to be a huge cost to the city for the election itself. And, you know, I just hope that people can take time to read the measure, understand what's in it. We have audits. We have audits for the city of Reading every year that are independent already, so it's going to be double audited. And we'll have the Citizens Commission. So, again, this is written differently.
Why don't you just put a simple equation in the ballot showing what the actual numbers are?
The ballot language is already gone.
That's
to my understanding.
Like I said, it's all based on deception or a plain lie. I can't believe that anyone and everyone down there working at the city cannot do the basic mathematics to figure out what the actual sales tax
is. This is a citizen-led initiative. A group of citizens put this together and got about 10,000 signatures to do this. This was not put together by the city.
I'm working on the other side to get as many people on my side. I mean, anyone and everyone I talk to, every store I go to, any place I go shopping, I'll pull them over.
Looks like we lost you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Do you guys want to take any more phone calls? I think we're fine. I think this is good. This dialogue needs to stay open. We'll take one more phone call, and then we'll do that. We lost him? That's okay. Well, hey, no, I think this is general consensus, and we got it on live radio. We're seeing it on Facebook. We're seeing it on phone calls. What's not working? And so I think it's an election season for this, and
yes.
I think either way there's transformation. But where can people get information?
I think if the ballot measure is online, if the best place to go that you can see it pretty easily is better-reading.com. It's one of the first things you can actually read the ordinance itself, what's going to be in the ballot. Again, our voter information guide should be going out within the matter of weeks. Our absentee ballots go out about October 7th. It's a mail-in ballots, which is the law of the land in California. Mm-hmm. And so you can read the information for yourself on where the funding goes, the Citizens Commission, the audit, and how it's going to be set up. And again, you know, we want to make sure that we are informing the public on what is in the measure so they can make an educated decision, because at the end of the day, I just don't want people to make an uneducated decision without even reading the measure in the first place. And that's what's most important to us at the Chamber.
Read the measure.
Read the measure.
Okay. Hey, thanks. We're going to take our last break of the hour and we'll be back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win drawing. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you can win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
All right, welcome back to KCNR Radio, Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda until Friday. Love that song because I feel like everybody is always watching what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. So, sometimes.
Hey, I think that phone call was fine. Chris, thanks for calling in. We want to hear both sides.
Yeah, I do want to, the increase is, if you go from 7.25 to 8.25, it is a percentage increase, which is 13%. But if you are spending $100 on a tire, it's not going to add 13% more to the purchase of that tire. It's going to add 1%. So if you're paying $100 for a tire, right now you're going to pay $7.25 for the tax. If you pay $100 for the tire, if this passes, you're going to pay $8.25 for the tax. It's not a 13%. You're not going to pay 13% more. Yes, I mean, this is semantics, but it's a 1% increase. And I think the big thing in why we're looking at the city of Reading only, or specifically, obviously it's a city issue, but 60% of spending in the city of Reading comes from people that don't live in Reading. I know this from someone that grew up in Weaverville. You come to Reading for all your groceries, Burney, Red Bluff, Mount Shasta, a lot of these folks from the surrounding areas, Palo Cedro, Shasta Lake, they're coming to Reading to spend money here. They use our services, drive on our roads, and 60% of the sales tax generated comes from people that do not live in city limits. So This is something that's going to be spread across a lot of different people. Only about 40% of it's going to be a hit, but it's going to improve all these amenities that people that live here and don't live here are going to enjoy. So I think that's a big part of it. And again, I don't want to get into semantics debate because it's not really it just doesn't go anywhere. We just talk in circles. But again, it is a 1% increase. And again, make sure you read the measure and see for yourself what's in it.
So I guess to close this conversation out, what is the chamber going to be working on with the business owners to get better translation out to what this 1% tax?
You know, we are trying to do a little bit more over the next coming months on just education. Again, we're not going to be, you know, we're not on the campaign. We're not running the campaign. It's really about, hey, this is how this works. This is what this does. I'm going to be meeting with our finance director today. And really, it's just about gathering information on what really is happening. How does accrual-based accounting work for the city? How does all these things, buckets go in? The city does not run like a business. Police and fire don't make revenue. They can cost us a lot of money, but they don't generate revenue. Parks don't generate a lot of revenue. They do generate some, but these things don't generate revenue. So city is not a P&L. Because our biggest services and the biggest part of the general fund is public safety. It is our fire and police. And again, they don't generate revenue. They don't do it, but they are a huge cost to the city. But I think all of us can agree that they're invaluable to have police, fire, and roads in our community. You know, if you don't have it, you can't operate as a basic government without it.
That's exactly what the city of Reading has to do.
That's what they do.
Okay. Hey, well, that was fun.
Let's talk about events, Blake. Let's talk about events. Hey, actually, I want to talk about my event tomorrow and then our event in the evening.
I love that.
So first of all, greeters every Thursday, 8 to 9 a.m. We've been doing this for decades. And tomorrow it is at Sundial Assisted Living on Hilltop Drive, 395 Hilltop Drive. We have a lot of great assisted living facilities in town. And it's always fun. They do a great job when they host us. So Sundial Assisted Living is our greeters tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, Blake, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Todd, you and I have been working on a project through the Reading Identity Project. We partnered with Shasta Historical Society, Reading Area Bus Authority, McHale Signs, Joe Corey Concrete, Shasta Builders Exchange, Reading Rotary. A lot of people came involved to restore, preserve, and relight the historic neon Greyhound bus sign. So, for all you listeners, this has been a big community project that we've all worked together. And with the craftsmanship of Pat Corey, and Kevin Corey and the McHale Sign team and the partnership between RABA and the Reading Identity Project grant for neon sign preservation, we get to see this piece of history brought back to downtown over at the RABA bus station, the downtown transportation station. So tomorrow night at 8 p.m., we're going to light this neon sign. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this, Todd?
I'm really excited. I mean, this is the Greyhound bus station sign was taken down where the chamber office is now. That was where the Greyhound bus station was. The Whites bought the property, had to tear it down because it really wasn't something that could be restored. But Pat Corey, in his infinite wisdom at McHale Sign Company, took that sign and said, "Hey, we're going to take care of this. This is a historic neon sign, and we don't want to just throw it. We don't want to scrap it." So he's held onto it in his yard for
since 2013,
many years. And I'm excited that we were finally able to bring this back to life through the Reading City Identity Project and all the partners that you just mentioned. And it's fully restored bus sign at the transportation. Station. Yeah, it's a Schoolhouse Rock song.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be fun to light it up tomorrow at 8 p.m. And, you know, it's really, there's so many reasons I'm excited about it, but one of them is we're fulfilling another Reading City Identity Project. We have a few left to do. We're still in the roaring 20s and we're going to get them done in the roaring 20s, which is the goal. But it's great to see another project come back to life. And again, you know, a lot of private and public support to make this happen, and it'll be fun to see.
And I think the last detail is that it's a Greyhound neon bus sign placed at a station where the Greyhound still operates.
That's right.
And I thought it was such a cool picture seeing a Greyhound bus sitting right next to that sign.
8 p.m., really short and sweet event, but we want to honor all those partners and
turn
the switch on.
Yes. And then, Jack, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What's kind of your thoughts after this last hour? What did you gain for new information, or what do you hope?
Well, I my hope is that we're progressing forward. We're not looking back. We're not, you know, taking our shots at the back. We're moving forward. And I just want to say one thing, if I may, about Barry Tippin. From my opinion, from my perspective, I've met with Barry probably 300 times in the last 3 years. He's a man of great leadership, a man of great integrity. And I'm happy to have him at the helm of our ship. And he'll be leaving and we're getting new leadership, but I think our city is moving forward. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We have challenges ahead, but we're moving through those things. We're not just sitting on our hands and doing nothing. We're moving forward with all the park and recs and trying to get things going and in our roads. And, you know, Hartnell should be getting paved here shortly. So, I mean, most of that street is being paved. They're working on the intersection of Alta Mesa and Hartnell, I believe, today. So, you know, there's a lot of good things that are happening, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the future, and I'm excited to work with Todd and Blake and the rest of the people.
Thank you, Jack. And we're looking forward to State of the City. What's that date again, Todd?
It is Tuesday, September 23rd. It is sold out, and we're really excited for it. 38th annual, and it's I think it's one of my favorite events of the year. We have so many events right now in the fall, but this is a good one. It's lunch, in and out, and I guarantee, and I'll pull Jack off the stage if I need to, we will be done by 1 p.m. That is my goal. We will be done and out of there by 1 p.m.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm going to keep it. We're going to keep it.
And then, Todd, it's a Chamber of Commerce. It's a membership organization.
Yes.
How can a person become a member, and how can they learn more about the Chamber of Commerce?
ReadingChamber.com. You can reach out to myself at Todd@ReadingChamber.com or Katie, my membership director, Katie@ReadingChamber.com. We are a membership association. We're one of the biggest chambers on the West Coast. We are a 501c6, which is really a qualifier to be a Chamber of Commerce, and we are an organization made up of businesses to improve the business climate. So that happens through things like greeters and networking events and happy hours like we have at Fall River Brewing Company at the Tap House next week. And it happens through advocacy and having conversations with our city council about sales taxes and impact fees and entertainment zones, which are going to go live on October 3rd, which we did not talk about, which is going to be really exciting. Yeah.
Exciting times are ahead.
Next time.
Yeah,
hey, guys,
a lot of fun stuff.
Thanks so much for being on the show. I'll be back tomorrow with the Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're going to have Reading Roots Revival and Reading Beer and Wine Festival as our guests tomorrow. We'll see you. Stay safe. And it's 9/11 tomorrow, so keep that in your hearts and minds.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.